This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
And Kevin McCullough. Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Well, guess what? Here we are. Trump's rally versus dinner. That's his choice tonight. And also, we've got a very interesting hour number two, because the ladies' lounge tonight is none other than team favorite Kristen B. Tate, who will be joining us live from Houston, Texas, before she jumps to dinner with her brother. So, hey, looky here. Looky here. If you're on Biz TV, take a look. It is a brand new set. We haven't even fully, gotten our bearings on us yet, because it's that new. But here we are. Kevin McCullough saying hi. Welcome. Glad you're here. And we've got a lot to get to tonight. Thank you for joining us. And we will welcome your calls at 888-340-3373 per usual. But we might be just a touch under the response time, because we're still trying to figure out which buttons. Like, literally, if Nick was to pan to the operation center right now, it'd be like, they're like trying to figure out, why are we only sending one channel of audio to the television network? Anyway, we're working on that, and just forgive us. What we had to do a couple of weeks ago was to vacate our old studio, and so we have been in the process of installing this one and building it, and we're going to do more with the backdrop and some of the other stuff, but we just wanted to get our bearings straight, and most importantly, get back on the air. We were gone for a couple of weeks, but glad to be back tonight. Kevin McCullough, my name, if you're just joining us for the first time, whether by radio, which we've got, you know, some 300 great affiliates across the country, and we've also got, there's our first caller, and we've also got the great Biz TV television network that's joining us as well. And so whether you take us at 9 o'clock straight up, nice and sharp, or whether you get one of the delayed feeds, we're just grateful. You've helped make us the most syndicated broadcast in America on Saturdays, and we are just we couldn't be happier. And we're happy to have the new digs. So here's what I want to get into. Tonight we have one of those very special occasions where I've been telling you a little bit about something that we were going to do, and we are actually going to take the time tonight to concentrate on it a little bit. I've got some people to thank. 19 of you so far have stepped up and helped actually bring freedom to some enslaved people. Now, I was doing a hit for a television or a radio show this week in Columbus, Ohio. Bob Burney. Some of you may know Bob because he has been broadcasting that market for a long time. But he asked me on the air, he said, Kev, I just heard the statistic. I don't even know if it's possibly true, but is it true that we still that slavery still takes place on planet Earth today? I said, Bob, not only is it true that it is occurring, there are more people enslaved today than at any point in human history. Now, you think of the emancipation that went through Europe, to some degree Africa, and the Americas, and you think, there's no way that's possible. Actually, that is completely opposite the case. It is 100% true. There are more people enslaved today on planet Earth than ever before. That's why my friends at Christian Solidarity International have been fighting the fight so hard to try to help us understand not only the circumstances, but what we can do to fix it. So I'm gonna challenge you with some thoughts and some statistics tonight, and I hope that you'll respond, because so far, like I said, 19 of our original I believe it's 82 slaves that we're trying to free this spring are actually, and Joel Vanderspeck is going to be with us, and he is actually going to, he's going to, after he is with us tonight, he's going to be on a plane to Sudan to try to help free another 300 or so. But 82 slaves can be freed before summer if we just work together. 888-342-1010 is how you do that. 888-342-1010. More on that coming up. But tonight, and guys, I don't know if you just got the email from our buddy Kyle, who's at the Trump rally tonight, but he's sending pictures. Kyle is one of our audio guys. He's usually here with us on some of these evenings. But tonight, of course, is the famous White House Correspondents' Dinner, and the question is, should the president have gone to that, or should he have done something else? Now, I don't know if. Nick can zoom in on this, what I've got right here. But this is one of Kyle's pictures that he sent us. But this is a packed arena in Green Bay, Wisconsin tonight. And I mean, it is full to the gill, because look how small the president is in the middle of that picture there. He's tiny. The place is floor to ceiling, packed out. My buddy and a former ladies lounger here on Radio Night Live, Kaylee McEnany, was talking to us yesterday or on Friday. She was talking to me on the air. She does a Friday afternoon hit with me. And then she actually spent last night outside the Green Bay Arena with people that were camping out to be there. Now, you may know that he did, and that's in Green Bay. You remember that he did a Grand Rapids rally just a month or so ago. They had 10,000 people sitting on the lawn outside the arena of where he was at. Now, Kev, why is this all important? Because, you know, it's just, April of the year before the election. I know. But Joe Biden got in this week. So now you've got literally 20 people running for the presidency on the Democratic side. And to be candid, I've been asked about this on media all over the place. I genuinely think that the only guy that has any chance at even making it competitive with Trump is Joe Biden. And I think his best day of the campaign was 2 days ago when he announced. Like, I don't think his approval ratings would get any better. Because they're going to start bringing up the old Joe Biden stuff, like, you know, hey, Barack Obama's really articulate for a black guy. You know, hey, there's Indians that work in every 7-Eleven in all of Delaware. Like, he's got so many quotable, gaffable moments. How someone who's working for any competitive campaign against him, whether it's one of the other 19 Democrats vying for the nomination or whether it's the Trump campaign, come the general election. I mean, he's just. And that, I don't say any of this to discount the fact that he has appealed to some of that Rust Belt vote that Trump got. That's kind of the point. The Rust Belt does not like the other 19 socialists that are running for president against President Trump. And that's why Trump's packing out these arenas in Wisconsin, in Michigan. He needs to do that. He needs to do well in Minnesota. He needs to do well in Pennsylvania. He needs to do well in Ohio. He needs to do well in North Carolina. He needs to do well in Virginia. But if he just wins the 30 states that he won in 2016, he'll, of course, be reelected, because that would be enough electoral college votes to get him across the finish line. Here's the problem for the Democrats. And I'm going to talk more about this at a speech I'm giving tomorrow afternoon at the Binghamton University. The Libertarians and Republicans on campus there, I guess there's about 10 or 15 each. No, I'm kidding. But the Libertarians and Republicans are working together to have a big Freedom Weekend this weekend. And tomorrow night I'm the keynote for the weekend. I'm going to talk about this. The statistics of where Trump's approval ratings are at. He is in his 30 best states where his approval rating is at are the 30 states that he won in 16. In fact, they hardly ever budge. The low end is 45% approval. The high end is above 60. He's 64-67% in a couple of states, West Virginia being one of them. But aside from that, you've got another 4 to 7 states that he is competitive in and that Clinton did not do as well in as she should have in 16 and are within a certain degree of margin of error. So if he gets all 37 of those states, friends, it's going to be a sweep. It's going to be a wipeout, the likes of which we haven't seen in many elections. That's why. So, Kev, going back to the original question, why are you talking about this rally? Well, the two reasons. One, it's really important that people get out and be able to see and feel like he's still their guy, which attendance at the rallies seemed to be a huge indicator in 2016 that most people overlooked. I didn't. That's why I said he was going to win going down the stretch. I'm saying it now because that's what we have to work with. But the other thing is this. The White House Correspondents' Dinner, he didn't allow the cabinet or any of the staff to go either because he didn't attend last year, and they went on offense against Sarah Sanders and Secretary Nielsen and a few others. They just insulted them harshly to their face. So he said, okay, you guys don't seem to have changed your tune. We're not changing ours. So not only am I not going, we're not going to have any of our people there either. So that's kind of what's going on. So I'm your alternative tonight. You don't have to watch the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And if we can, we may even throw in some highlights from the president's speech as the rally goes forward. But we've got a lot to get to, and my special guest tonight, Joel Vanderspeck from CSI, will also be joining us because I do want you to know that we can make a huge difference in the lives of some people. It's just a matter of if we have the will to do it. Kevin McCullough coming back from New York. Don't go away.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, welcome aboard. It's Kevin McCullough, and if you're watching on Biz TV or if you're watching on our social media feed tonight, it looks all different, and it is, because we're in a completely different spot. Our new studio, we just moved into a couple of weeks ago. In fact, this time 1 week ago, it was pretty interesting. Most of the same people that are in the room now were in this room then, but we were hammering and drilling and wiring, and it was all kinds of, I say we, like I did some sort of great massive thing. I did hang the black drapes today. That was I guess that was my significant portion. But a big thanks to Dave and Nick and Ivan for a very long and heartfelt day of passion for what we do here. This is why we wanted to make sure we were back on the air tonight. So what we're doing, you see on your screen, we're making it a little more transparent here. So you're going to have a few more shots of the folks behind the scenes. They may speak at times when we haven't been able to in the past. Nick's never been able. Do the wide shot again, Nick, on the control room, and then wave at them, because I don't think they've ever seen you like all the time we've been on. That's our video guy. That's the guy that runs the everything that you end up seeing on your screen. If it works, he's the one that put it there. If it doesn't work, contact Biz TV. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, we're grateful to be there, and thanks to Biz TV, we just renewed a relationship with them this week, and it looks like we're going to be with them and Biz Talk Radio and CRN Digital and Salem Media and GCN and a lot of great relationships going forward. We've got a lot of exciting things happening in the days to come. One of the reasons why I do what I'm about to do here is because I feel so blessed in what we've been able to do on all the other fronts. We now podcast with Kevin McCullough Radio and Radio Night Live. We now send podcasts out on a monthly basis that number in the tens of thousands of listenership. That was not a reality just 4 years ago. We are now reaching more people over terrestrial radio than we've ever reached before. We are now reaching more television homes than we've ever reached. And even with social media, we are now able to not just get the full broadcast up on Saturday night, but we're also doing highlights and other things that people are starting to tap into. And so I feel very, very blessed. I feel very, very humbled and honored to be able to do all that. And so one of the commitments I made to God when we started this was that if he blessed this work, if we were able to do well, I would make sure that we spent a portion of what we do on air in terms of helping other people, because if I've been helped, I feel like I have an obligation to help back. It's one of the reasons why I'm very pumped about our CSI effort this year. And if you've joined us over the last couple of weeks, you know that in the month of April, we kicked off a brand new effort, an effort to rescue 82 human individuals that, as we sit tonight, are actually in slavery. 82 individuals that do not have the freedoms that you and I have, that don't have the freedom to get on a television show or a radio show and give their opinion. They don't have the freedom to even sleep in a bed. My family and I just moved recently. We enjoy our new home. We love where we are. The people that we're helping tonight don't have a bed to sleep on. because they don't own anything that is their own. If they are allowed to sleep on some hay next to animals in the area where they are being kept, it is a very, very good night for them. So as a result of the issue of human trafficking and human slavery, when Christian Solidarity International said, Kev, we know you want to do good. Would you ask your listeners to join us in liberating slaves this year? I said, absolutely. Last year, we helped liberate over 200 between Christmas and the following spring. These are people that were taken into slavery when they were anywhere from 4 to 12 years of age when it happened. Most of them have been in slavery from 10 to 30 years because the war between the northern portion of Sudan and the southern portion of Sudan lasted a long time. If they were male, they were probably intentionally blinded by their slave masters. If they were female, they were forced to undergo female genital mutilation. They call it Islamic circumcision. They were not given medical treatment. They were raped and continuously impregnated by their slave owners. They have lived extremely hard lives. But here's the thing. When the free world came to the aid and said, this war, this civil war, is a bad thing, so we're going to create two nations, South Sudan and North Sudan, and we're going to call a truce, and there's going to be peace. That was a good thing. In fact, CSI was part of that. Dr. John Eibner, at the highest level of the organization, was one of those interacting with the president, with our State Department, with the State Departments of other countries, to try to effect that peaceful end of that war, and he was successful in doing that. But the end of the war did not bring about the end of slavery. And so there were approximately 200,000 slaves that were enslaved at that time. The CSI, through the efforts of what we're doing tonight with individual people across the country, has liberated more than 80,000 in the course of these years since the war has been completed. But there is much more to do. And because some of those slaves had children in captivity, there's even more slaves that could be released. But we're asking you, if you'll help us free 82 human slaves before summer. The phone number is 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. I want to tell you about one of the slaves that recently got her freedom, and I believe it was partially due to some of the efforts of what we did at this radio show. But there's a woman named Macau. Macau was enslaved for 14 years. And when she was originally taken into captivity, it was the year 2000, and she remembers on that day exactly what it was like. The marauders came at night, and these marauders were typically northern Islamic cattle ranchers that would swoop down into the south. They would want to take land and property and cattle for themselves, but they would also take the families of the people that they were raiding the properties of. So she said, when she was telling her story to CSI after she had been liberated, she said, when the marauders came, they came at night on horses. I watched them shoot my brothers and sisters. Now, friends, we had a shooting in San Diego today. Another synagogue was attacked, and there are three families that are mourning the loss of their family members tonight. Macau saw all of her seven brothers and sisters get shot. She saw other family members flee into the bush. She said, I just had to assume that they were dead. She said, I had four brothers and three sisters, and she names their names, Adup, Akot, Akier, Abuk, Adut, Akuel, and me, she said, but I haven't seen any of them since that night. She said that on the way to northern Sudan, the slave raiders cut one person's throat right in front of me. Another one was beaten to death. In Arab, she said they would say, we don't need these people. Sometimes they forced her to pray as a Muslim, even though she has been raised Christian. And during that time, she was beaten more times than she could count. Friends, for $250 tonight, we can not only release the next woman like Macau, but many, many others like her. There are 82 that need freedom. Thus far, we've helped liberate 19. And I say thank you to those of you that have done that incredible work. 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. And every slave we liberate tonight will be matched slave for slave. I'll tell you how that works when we continue. Kevin McCullough.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police say a 19-year-old man with a rifle opened fire inside a synagogue near San Diego as worshipers were celebrating Passover. San Diego Sheriff Bill Gore.
Four individuals were wounded and transported to Palomar Hospital. Sadly, one of the individuals succumbed to their wounds. The other three are in stable condition at Palomar.
He says they have a suspect in custody. He himself had called 911 and turned himself in. Officials say when the shooter was stopped on the roadway, he jumped out of the car with both hands up. The mayor calls it a hate crime. President Trump spoke about the shooting before leaving for a rally in Wisconsin.
My deepest sympathies go to the people that were affected, the families, their loved ones.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Beautiful shot of Fifth Avenue. Kevin McCullough, grateful to have you with us on a pretty nice evening in the New York metro for springtime. And we are grateful just to be up and running in our new studio location. And thank you to Biz TV and all the radio stations that have been patient with us over the last couple of weeks. We were away. We don't like to be away.
sometimes it's unavoidable, and when you move studios, you just got to figure out how you're going to get that done. But one of the things that we're grateful for are those of you that are calling tonight and have called, and I want to say thank you to some of you as we move through the evening, because some of you have already stepped up big time and said you're going to help take care of some of the slaves that we are in the process of liberating, even as we speak, from Sudan. Coming up, we're going to have a conversation with Joel Vanderspeck from CSI as well, and we he'll be telling us a little bit about what he's going to be doing as he is headed over there, even as we speak tonight, to try to help liberate another, but it's something like 300 slaves that have had their liberation negotiated and are on their way out. But I want to take a second. I want to say thank you to John from Norwalk, California. He liberated, in essence, what is about a half a slave, and that's the thing. If 250 is too much for a single gift tonight, you can always break it up. And if you wanted to do 3 months and say do 100 each for the first 2 months, and then do $50 in the third month, that would take care of it. But $250 is the amount that frees the slave, and I'll break that expenditure down for you in a minute, tell you what it actually goes to. Dee from Arizona, who I believe has given in the past, she stepped up and said, yep, I'm gonna liberate another slave. James from Atlanta, Georgia, is doing $25 a month for 10 months. He's going to liberate a slave because he's going to hit that $250 magic number, which again is a preferable way to do it. If you can't give a full gift tonight, do a partial gift and break it up over months. Ira from Phoenix also said, you know what, this is touching my heart. I want to help liberate. So thank you to those of you that have given. We've even had somebody who said, Laura from New York said, you know what, I've been so blessed this year, I want to liberate 4 slaves. So she's stepped up in a big time way as well. Here's the phone number, 888-342-1010 is the number that you call to make that gift. And here's what your $250 goes towards. The way that the slave is liberated, they do not trade cash for freedom. If you do that, you just incentivize the marauders to recapture slaves and then to do the whole thing all over again. I told you before that the slave owners are typically cattle ranchers in northern Sudan, Islamic cattle ranchers. They love their cattle more than they love the slaves that work for them. And so what they're willing to do, very simply, is to say, we're going to treat these slaves as we want to treat them. But, you know, when the hot weather comes, the cattle sometimes have a hard time surviving the very difficult drought-like conditions that can hit northern Sudan. And they discovered a number of years ago that this vaccine called Novidium will help sustain the cattle and keep it healthy throughout a drought season where there's low amounts of water and so forth. CSI figured out how to get the Novidium vaccines rather inexpensively. $50 is what it costs to give a vaccine to a cattle that will keep them healthy for the duration of the season. They can provide that vaccine for $50 to the cattle rancher. Now, what's the $250 total gift for then? Well, the other $200 of the gift supplies the slave with an entire bag of necessities to restart their life with. So you're talking about a tarp that's basically used as a tent to help shield from sun and rain, a year's worth of grain. In other words, if they can't grow anything on their own, they'll have a year's worth of food supply to be able to begin their life with when they reemerge into freedom. They also get a year's worth of seed, so enough planting seed for at least 3 harvest seasons to plant and then to cultivate and to hopefully start a small business enterprise, a micro enterprise. There's also fishing hooks and line for them to be able to capture more food. And they're given a female goat that helps provide milk and cheese and other things for sometimes the mom, sometimes for the child that is coming with her. These are all part of, for the $250, every slave gets that package. And these are typically women that have not been given anything in life. Since they have been enslaved, they have never owned one personal possession. Everything they had was at the mercy of the slave owner. So the real joy is watching them receive these bags of hope for the first time and realize that their life is about to make a major change. So those of you that have given tonight, that's what you're giving to. 888-342-1010 is that number. Put it back on the screen one more time for those of you watching at home or are online. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. When you give right now, too, there's a matching gift. Every slave going to be matched tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
62641.
There's
there's a nice shot of the Brooklyn Bridge. Nick, how long has it been since we've been able to get a camera on the Brooklyn Bridge? A month or two. But we're coming into that perfect season, too, where you're going to have, like, beautiful nights. Anyway, welcome back to Radio Night Live. We're enjoying our new studio, and we hope that you will continue to join us as well. The coffee is much better in this place. The last place. Man, the coffee guy, he must have been sleeping or something. Anyway, it's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. Thank you for being here. If you're watching us on radio, nothing seems different. But if you're on television or if you're watching us on the social media feed on Twitter tonight, you will see a notable difference. And coming up in hour number two, one of our favorite people of all time, Kristen B. Tate, will be joining us. She's got a limited amount of engagement time tonight because her brother's visiting, and so she said, Kev, I'm looking forward to doing the show. The show's going to be fun. At the bottom of the hour, I'm out. My brother and I are going out. So I said, Kristen, no worries. But she'll be with us somewhat usual to join us in the ladies' lounge. Joel Vanderspeck will also probably join us in both hours tonight. But here's the thing. I had a chance to chat with him this week about what we're doing in Sudan and why it's so important that people get involved. And I wanted you to hear some of that conversation. We'll hit that right now here at Radio Night Live. Well, one of the real interesting things about working with CSI is that when you talk to people about their approach, and I had the chance to tell some radio audiences about this week, is that there's a two-pronged kind of layer of attack on the problem that they deal with when it comes to the slavery issue. One is to approach the governments at the top level and to say, you guys should not be involved in this in this way, and to try to help them raise awareness and figure out that their government can do something about that. And that's where Dr. John Eibner is spending a lot of his time interfacing with those leaders. But on the ground, there's a different operation that continues to push forward into areas where help is desperately needed. And that's like on the ground directly in all the different areas that they are. So those of you joining me for the first time tonight, you know that we have been involved in a variety of different causes with CSI, and Joel Vanderspeck, who's the director of U.S. operations and kind of handles all of those on-the-ground emphases, rejoins us. Joel, thanks for being here. Appreciate you joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me, Kevin. Thank you.
When we're talking about slavery in Sudan, give us a face. Give us a story. Tell us about someone who has experienced what is going on there.
I want to tell you about a book. I met her when I was there in the beginning of October last year, and I'm actually on my way right now, Kevin, on the way back to South Sudan. I'm in travel to go back again to meet the people that were freeing. She was enslaved for 20 years, and when I met her, she told me her story, that she had prayed for every night, praying, asking God to free her from slavery, from the horrible condition that she was in. And, you know, being in a Muslim family, being held captive for all of those years, and then that wonderful day where she was able to go back home and meet with her family again, to be reunited with her family. An amazing experience for her to go back and be in her home village again with her Christian community, to not have to pray as a Muslim, to not have to, you know, just serve this Muslim family every single day. She is now free. A book is free. And she's one of the people, just one story out of so many thousands that CSI has freed.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be there. I'll be there on the ground in 24 hours. 24 hours. I will be there with our project managers, Franco. We will be freeing 300 to 400 more people in South Sudan. And I'm going to bring fresh stories, new stories to your audiences, your audience, Kevin, that has been so generous in supporting our work.
Yeah.
And it's happening. It's happening. There's no other organization that's doing this. We're freeing over 2,000 people a year from slavery. And not just, is it the worst form of slavery possible? They're abused in every which way they're physically abused or emotionally and verbally abused. And we're rescuing these people. They're Christian people. They're beautiful people from South Sudan. They did nothing to deserve this. But we are part of this liberation process, and so is your audience, Kevin. And so I want to thank you so much for being part of this liberation, freeing people from slavery. And where I'm going to bring great reports back in the next week. I'll be there on the ground, and I will share with you how many people have been freed. We're hoping to free 300 to 400 people.
Yeah. Friends, if you're listening right now and you want to participate, you can help free a person. It's $250 to do that. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And for that $200, it really is an amazing kind of return on investment when you think about it. Joel, I want to go back to what you were talking about, the experiences that Abuk was going through day in and day out when she was living in captivity. Try to describe for us the circumstances that she found herself in. What were her living conditions like? What was the situation that she found herself facing on a day in and day out basis?
Kevin, I don't know how to describe it. We're talking about people that have been abused in the worst possible way. The women have been they're mutilated. Female genital mutilation is part of the horrors that these people face. And, you know, they're forced to be Muslims. You know, they come from these Christian villages. So they're forced to pray five times a day as a Muslim, even though they are Christian. They're given their names, Kevin, their names are taken away from them. Their very identity ripped. They're torn away from the fabric of their societies in these Christian villages. And then they're forced to face all sorts of abuses. They're serving Muslim families, and the only food that they get are the scraps that fall from the table, tables of these families' homes.
That is just unbelievable to try to comprehend and to try to process. Joel Vanderspeck with us at Radio Night Live. And friends, you can make a difference. You can liberate one of those people. And it's for the cost of $250. And if you can't do that as a one-time gift, then consider this. $50 a month for 5 months, $25 a month for 10 months. But there are those of you, there's people here tonight that could liberate 4 to 8 people, $1,000 to $2,000. You've done it before. There are people that are dying and they need our help. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Please call right now. And because of a match tonight, every slave will be matched person per.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist
specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All right. Oh, man, I love that shot. One of my favorite shots of Lower Manhattan, and that is the World Trade Tower. And we don't broadcast very far from there, actually. Most of my life is spent within the shadow of that building. So we're glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, thank you for being here, and thank you for following us on Biz TV or on one of the radio outlets that we're on tonight. And then following us online, we are podcasting. We are glad to podcast. We have asked if you would join us in the podcast arena, because maybe you can't always catch both hours on Saturday night, but you think, I really like that show. In fact, as we were talking to our networks this week about future involvement and extending the relationships with many of them expressed how grateful and appreciative they are at the really high quality of this show, because there's a lot of people that try to get on weekend radio across the country, and very few of them have the expertise to have a number one rated afternoon drive talk show in New York Monday through Friday. So we try to apply all the experience and knowledge that we have to really make this evening with you on Saturdays a special time together. And it's one of the reasons why we do these projects, where we help around the world where we can, and it's one of the reasons why we welcome great guests like Kristen B. Tate, will be with us after the top of the hour for the Ladies Lounge. It's one of the reasons why I look forward to talking to, with you about the news of the week. We won't take as many phone calls this week, but we're going to you'll be right back in the mix as we finalize the studio operations and so forth. But tonight we're just excited. We're thrilled to be on the air and to be able to show you where the guys work. But before, in our old studio, one of them was in the room with me. And then the other guy was behind a wall, and he was like literally in a utility closet. And Nick's wearing a hoodie. I guess he's trying to hide his identity tonight, the Unabomber or something. But literally, in our old place, he'd have to come in a parka with the hoodie and the hat, because I had to have the studio side of the building so cold that he could not, it would freeze him out. And vice versa. So anyway, we're all in one climate-controlled studio now, and we love it. We're very grateful for it and thankful that you can join us tonight. Real quickly, I was telling you about the podcasts. We are now producing Extreme Media, the company that I head up, is now producing in excess of 20 different podcasts a week, including the new hit long-form podcast called The 180 Cast with Georgie Borman, who's a regular contributor here. She specializes in just conversations, long-form, about people that have changed their minds on some major issue. Left or right, doesn't matter. She's interested in what motivated you to change your mind. But we've also got a brand new one. Frank Morano, my buddy, and I in New York. It's called Picking Up the Check. Once a week, we take a microphone, we go to an eatery, we order lunch, we sit there and talk with each other about whatever's in the news that day. We do zero editing. It is an honest eavesdropping of conversation between two really smart kind of talk radio guys and political junkies and news junkies, and that's fun. So check out all of them at our podcast domains on SoundCloud.com, on iTunes. Kevin McCullough Radio domain is where you can go and get all.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get an additional 500.